Hey guys, so I promised a recording about my orgy experience, and here we are. I guess I'll start at the beginning. I walk into this giant house, right? It's like two stories, over 4,000 square feet, like giant house, and there's a pool in the back and a hot tub, like it's big. And so I walk through the gate, and there's like 100 people, maybe 150 at this party. And as I walk into the gate, everyone is naked. And there's so many different like bodies, different sizes, different shapes, different, penises, vaginas, the whole works, and everyone's naked, and it's so hot because I'm looking and I'm trying not to get wet. So many of them, I just look at them and I'm like, ooh, I want to hit that. So, walking through, and we set down our stuff. I came with a friend. So then I decided that I'm gonna go get in the pool. And I was wearing this gray baby doll lingerie thing. It's really short and has black lace in the front, so it's kind of see-through, and I wasn't wearing anything underneath. So, I walk up to this guy sitting in this chair, and we didn't bring any chairs, so I was just like, hey, so I'm gonna put my clothes here and get in the pool. Are you cool with that? And he looks me up and down, like one of those things in a movie, You see the guy check the girl out, and he does that, and he's like, yeah, I'm cool with that. So I slip off my shoes, and I pull my baby doll over my head. And my tits just kind of do the whole, like, if you've ever seen the videos where the girls pull up their shirt and the tits like bounce down, they did those, one of those. And I set my clothes there, and I just, oh, he licked his lips. It was hot, and I jumped in the pool, and I was swimming around. And if you've never swam around naked, like, it's so liberating. Being able to swim naked. It's so cool. So I'm swimming and trying not to look at all the sexy people around me, and then I feel a hand on my ass. And I turn around, like, who is this? And it's my friend Josh, and he and I have an established relationship already, friends with benefits. And so I kiss him, and he tells me that my ass looks wonderful, which of course it does. And he's rock hard. And there's the rule of no sex in the pool, but I definitely reached my hand down and started to stroke him a little bit, which is a little naughty, but and so then his friend Holly comes over. And I've never met Holly, right? But she's got this beautiful long black hair. It goes down to like her waist. And like, holy fuck. So she comes up and I'm salivating. She's so gorgeous and her tits are huge. And so, Josh introduced me and he says, hey, this is Holly. I'm like, oh, hey. And she doesn't even say hello. She just looks at me. And she's like, oh, this is a nice one you found me. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what have I signed myself up for? And Josh is like, don't worry about it. So they walk off, right? And they go upstairs. And I swim around for a bit. And then I decide that I'm going to go and look around. Because, why not? So I walk into like the screen porch, and my friend Michael is there, and he and his wife I've been playing around with for a while. So I walk up to Michael, and he's with his girlfriend. And so I kiss him, and I hadn't met his girlfriend, but she is like, she's one of those girls where you look at her face and she looks like a goddess. Like, I could probably say that she's in like the top 10 prettiest people I've ever seen in my life. It's that bad. I don't know. But so I'm trying not to look at her because she just melts my brain a little bit, even thinking about it now. So, walk up to Michael and I'm kissing him and I climb in his lap and he's not naked yet, actually. He's wearing just a pair of shorts, and so I was grinding on his cock through his shorts. And I'm all wet and naked. And I can feel him getting harder and harder. And so then I climb down and I get on my knees in front of him and I pull down his shorts and I start to suck his cock. And there's this little spot underneath his head that's really, really sensitive. And so I was licking it. And apparently, I was licking it really good because he was making some really sexy noises. So his girlfriend Serena, she takes her necklace off and she's wearing this like chain necklace, and she comes behind me and she starts whipping my ass with this necklace, and it stung so bad. Oh my God. But it was so hot. And so I'm sucking his cock and she's whipping me and I think I might have could have come, honestly. Like, it's pretty intense. And so I had to stop. I had to stop sucking his cock, which I know is very, very naughty and I shouldn't have, but I was just too overwhelmed. So he laughs and she laughs and she goes and she sits back on the couch next to him. And so then I scoot over between her legs. And Serena's already naked. And so I put my face between her thighs and look up and ask her very, very nicely, "May pretty please lick your pussy?" And she looks at Michael and she's like, "Isn't she such a good little beggar?" And I'm like, And so she said yes. And so I licked her pussy for a while until my neck got sore. And then I got up and went inside and was wandering around. And I saw that there was a Sibian upstairs, like a Sibian fucking machine. And you guys don't know me, but my biggest kink in the entire world is to ride a fucking machine, to be tied down to a fucking machine. Oh, so I go upstairs, like I'm practically sprinting at this point. I'm so excited. I go upstairs, and on the Sibian is none other than Holly sitting on the Sibian, and she is moaning. Oh my gosh. And she's like losing her mind. And Josh is controlling the buttons and stuff. And so I walk over there and I stand behind her. And I haven't had much interaction with Holly, but she said something about, like, "Come here and help me." So I said okay, and I'm behind her, and she put my hands on her tits, and oh, so hot. And so I have my hands on her tits, and I leaned down and I bit her, like I bit her neck, and I didn't bite her hard, just bit her a little bit, right? And she looks at Josh and she goes, "Did she just bite me?" And Josh goes, "I think she did." And I knew in that moment that I had done something very bad. And so Holly gets off the Sibian, like fully just off. And she looks at me and she said, "Did you just bite me?" Oh, honey. Oh, you think you can bite me? And that's when it hits me that she's a dom. Like a very, very, very dom. And I've just committed a serious infraction. And so, as she's talking to me, I can see Josh in the background, like, swapping everything on the Sibian over, like, cleaning everything, putting on a new condom, etc. And so, Holly comes over, and she, like, grabs my arm, and she's like, well, you know, if you... if you want to bite me, then you're going to have to pay the consequences. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she sets me on the Sibian. And she says, sit. And, you know, I wanted to be on the Sibian, so I'm like, okay, yeah. And, so she looks at Josh. And she says, you think we should beat her? And I'm like, oh my goodness. And my eyes got really, really, really big. And Josh looks at me and he's like, do you think you deserve to be beaten? And I'm just out of my mind horny right now. And so I nod yes. And so Holly looks around at the whole of the upstairs. And there's like 4 bedrooms up here, like this little like living room thing. And we're in the living room thing. And there's like 5 other people in the room just watching what's going on. And so she looks around, she says, do you guys think that this girl needs to be beaten? And everyone says yes. And so Holly's like, well, I need to find something to beat you with. And so she walks off, and as she's walking off, she's like, Josh, get her warmed up. And so I'm sitting on the Sibian at this point, and it's not on. And Josh turns it up full speed, and I'm dying. Oh my goodness. I think I nearly came instantly, but as soon as I was about to, he turned it off, and then he started to unlow, just teasing me, and then I feel leather across my shoulders, and Holly's back, and she's borrowed a flogger from someone. Ooh. And so she starts off by just running this flogger over my shoulders and over my tits and down across my belly. And then she goes behind me and she, like, pushes me forward so that, like, my tits are on the Sibian, you know, I'm pretty flat. And she runs the flogger over my ass and she leans back and, like, whack! Oh, and it stung, but it was very thuddy, and it felt really good. Ooh. And so I screamed, and I looked around, and there were more people. And so she starts hitting me with this flogger, and oh my gosh, I'm just coming. I came, and I kept coming, and I went to get up at one point, and Josh just grabbed my shoulders and pushed me down. And so then at one point, Holly grabbed my shoulders and she pulled me back. And she came in front of me and she started flogging my tits. And it, felt so good. Like so, so fucking good. So she's flogging my tits and flogging my ass. She's like swapping between them. And I'm building to something, because I've been having orgasms this whole time, but I'm building to, like, something crazy, and I had no idea, and, so, the tits really hurt, so I kept, like, trying to lean forward so she would beat my ass instead, and, at one point, it's just, like, I was so close, and I knew exactly what I needed. And so I'm on the Sibian, and I'm screaming, and moaning, and coming, and I lean back, and I look at Holly, and she said that in my eyes I was just begging, and so she goes around in front of me, and she just starts wailing on my tits, the flogger so hard. Oh, so fucking hard. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. And I came. Just like that. Oh god, harder actually. Fuck. That was really hot. Oh. I'm really, really wet. Anyway. And I like came so hard that I saw stars. Like, I didn't have anything left. And so I started twitching, like almost, I don't know, like I was spasming. So I fell off the Sivian and I like curled into a ball. And Holly, she's like, "No, you're not done yet." I was like, "What?" And so she put me on my knees, and Josh came up behind me, and Josh started fucking me. And if you know anything, the Sibian is all vibration, and so there had been like no penetration. And so he starts fucking me, and it's like a whole new dimension of holy fuck. So he's fucking me, and Holly, she just like grabs my chin, she pulls my head up, and she's standing in front of me, and I'm licking her pussy. And then she leans down, she puts her tit in my mouth. That's right, and she wrapped her hair around my neck and choked me with her hair. And it sounds really, really weird, but in the moment, that was the fucking sexiest thing. And I just came all over Josh's cock. And so then, like, he pulled out of me, and just we curled up together, and Holly stroked my hair. And she was like, "Are you ever gonna bite me again?" And I'm like, "Mm-mm, mm-mm." I learned my lesson. Ugh. So I recovered a bit from that. And then I went downstairs. And, like, as I'm getting up, I realize that there's, like, 20 people who have all gathered around, and they had all just, like, watched the show. And so a lot of them were just people stroking their dicks and whatnot, and that was so hot. So I went downstairs, and one of the girls that was hosting the party approached me, and she said, "Hey, so you seem pretty comfortable with people watching you." And I'm like, "Yeah, I find it really hot." And she's like, "Do you want to do a scene with me?" I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" And so she's like, "Well, what I want to do is I want to put us side by side on like these spanking benches, and then we'll be blindfolded and like kind of free use, like a free use scene." I was like, "Whoa." She said, "Yeah, I mean, if you're not interested, that's fine." I'm like, no, gimme." Oh fuck. And so we set it up, and so the rules were like, no anal and no coming inside, but everything else was free game. And so she and I were set up side by side, and then we had another person like fluffing. So people would come up to do it, and then this girl was on her knees, and she would do hand jobs or blow jobs or finger or whatever, you know, to get people ready. And so we got blindfolded, and we were sitting there, like, in the spanking bench. Essentially, it like It goes underneath your torso, so it supports you with your knees on either side, and so your ass is up in the air. And so, oh my goodness. Suddenly I feel someone like touching me. And the hottest part is that you have no idea who it is. Like, I had no idea. I could feel like if fingers were smaller or bigger or like, cocks of different sizes. But like, holy fuck. It's always been such a huge kink of mine to have that happen. Yeah. And we did it for like half an hour. But like, in the span of that half an hour, I probably had like 10 people inside of me, touching me, like someone fucked my mouth. Oh my gosh, it was so hot. I just came over, and over. This whole night is like spank bank material forever. Anywho, So, after I just got fucked and fucked and fucked and fucked, like we both got off the spanking bench and, kind of cuddled together for a little bit. And holy fuck. And then, what happened after that? Ooh, that's right. And then Holly came up, and she's looking at my tits, and my tits were so red, and like welted and bruised already. And she was like, "Ooh, was it good?" She's like, "Do me a favor, babe." I'm like, "Okay." And so she puts this huge Benoit ball in my hand, and she's like, "Will you put this inside for me?" And so I did. Oh my gosh, it was huge and heavy. And so I put it inside of her pussy, and then she's like, "Do you want to be twinsies?" And I was like, "What do you mean, do I want to be twinsies?" And she grabs the other Benoit ball from, I don't even know where she had it hidden, and she hands it to me. She's like, "I'll put this inside of you." And I'm like, "Okay." And so she puts it in my pussy, and like, fuck. It's heavy, and it's, oh, it felt so good. And it's getting pretty late, and so I got in the hot tub. And I sat in the hot tub for a little bit. And you weren't supposed to come in the hot tub, but I definitely put my pussy on the jet. And I came on the jet of the hot tub. Is that wrong? I feel a little bad, but oh my gosh, it was really good. And so I got out of the hot tub, and like I said, it was getting late. And so I have this Benoit ball inside of me. And I'm thinking, I have to do something with this, Like, I can't just leave it here. And so I walk up to my friend Charisse, who is Michael's wife, and we're friends. And she's got her strap on with her. And she wasn't using it. And we're about the same size. And so I was like, "Hey, Charisse, can I borrow your strap on?" She's like, "Yeah, sure." And so I put it on. And I'm walking around, and it's got this like huge dick attachment. And so I go and I stand on the diving board of the pool, and I yell out like, "Who wants to get fucked?" And this little blonde girl, I don't even know her name. I didn't actually meet her. She just like comes up. She's like, "I want to be fucked." And so I say, "Okay." And she gets on her knees. And so I take this huge strap on and I just start fucking her with it. Oh my God. And the Benoit ball is inside of my pussy. And so every time I thrust into her, my muscles clench down on it. It felt really good. So I fucked her. And then somebody else wanted to be fucked. I think I fucked like three chicks with the strap on. And it felt so fucking good. I couldn't come, but like, oh. It was good. It was really good. And then I went upstairs to look for Holly because I figured I needed to give her back her Benoit ball. And I couldn't find her, but I found Josh upstairs, and I told Josh that it was still inside of me. And he's like, "Oh, really?" I'm like, "Yeah." And so he like grabbed me and he grabbed my hand and like pulled me into this room. And he pushed me down to the bed. And then he slides his cock in me with this Benoit ball inside of me. And he's got a pretty big dick. And so he's like pushing this Benoit ball into my cervix. Like, oh, and I felt so fucking good. It was so hot. So he's fucking me really hard. Fucking me, that's right. And so a few people like wander in and they're looking, and one of them is this really hot guy. He's like tall and broad-shouldered, and he's fucking hung like a horse. And so he looks at Josh and he says, "Can I have a turn?" And I don't even know this guy. And so he gets on top of me and he fucks me and he takes a turn. And like two other guys took turns. And then in the end, they're all standing over me. And they were all stroking their cocks. And they all just came all over me. Like on my tits, my thighs, and my stomach. Oh, fuck. It was really hot. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And, yeah. Then we were done. And we went home. It wasn't quite like that. You know, we said goodbye and things, but like, fuck. I got up after getting fucked and went downstairs and hopped in the pool again just to cool off and yeah, say my goodbyes and we went home. Found my clothes. But like, holy fuck. It was such a hot night. Oh, I must have come at least 70 times over the course of the night. Probably more like 100. Probably like 100 times. God, I can't wait for the next one. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh fuck. Hard. 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 Oh God. Hard. Please. Oh God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ah. Don't stop. 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 Fuck. More. 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 Listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed the story as much as I enjoyed telling it. And I hope that you got some enjoyment out of it. I would like to clarify that every part of this was consensual, and I kind of skipped over the parts that were like, you know, do you want me to do this? Do you consent? Blah blah blah. But everything was. There was none of that funny business going on. So, I hope you have a great weekend.